Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Statistics that we just heard from the Pew Research, you got to see this. The Pew Research has just came out with over 60 years of over the data. And what they've discovered was that coming over our borders, you know, quite often the southern borders, everybody saw automatically say, well, it's Mexican people coming over because it's Mexico right there. Mm-hmm. And now the numbers have totally switched. Now, at the majority of the people that are coming over, according to Pew Research, is, for example, in 2014, 229,000 Mexicans were detained in 2014, but it's compared to 257,000 non-Mexicans.
Wow.
When you think about that, you know, first of all, you know, winning people to the Lord, that's a wonderful way for us to, you know, minister and that, but there is a legal way to come to America. There is the law of the land, and we need to walk that law out to make it doable for people to be able to do that. But there is another people that Kamal Saleem talked about. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at this number of 250 some odd thousand, according to Pew Research, that were non-Mexicans, all you can think that's added to that number of 500,000 of what we're seeing. As a matter of fact, I want you to watch it. This is the statistics you're seeing there, but you got to see, you know, Kamal Saleem talk about this. It is a shocker of what's coming over our border, not just friendly Mexican neighbors who are coming to get work. And there's another people amongst this group he talks about. Watch, listen.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is, today, America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Did you hear that? Specifically the church. And some of the prophetic words that we've been given and others have been given is that is a target. You know, that and Washington, D.C., our leaders. They would want to just, quote, decapitate, unquote, our ability to have a leadership ahead, you know, cut the head off the snake, unquote, some people would say. And so that things can shift in the global world, and that America could not respond because of our government being decapitated, in regard, not just decapitated, but in regards to just incapacitated. Mm-hmm. And so you see all these convergences and all these things happening. Our borders are being flooded. It's not Mexican citizens coming over. It's more than that. It's non-Mexican people coming over. And now Kamal is saying that in 2010, now over a 500,000 radical Islamists have come into our nation.
Wow.
And what Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries was saying, and we talked about that back in September of last year, about this word coming to pass. And it's such a powerful word that Hollywood invited Rick Joyner to come in and said, please tell us about this word. Why? Because California, Texas, all the Southwest United States was just great. We think we saw something bad in ISIS with Northern Iraq and Syria. And the thing is, it's going to be way worse than that. But, you know, we can pray, because God showed us that. We can pray, dear God, that this would stop. But we also can prepare. And if you haven't yet signed up for the Torch newsletter, you need to do it. Go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch newsletter. Every single week, you will be sent what you need to stay up to date. So if you get a chance to listen or watch or whatever, but also you get a gift from us to you for free called Prudent Preparation. You can listen to that, and it'll help you begin to prepare, because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. That's a proverb.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.